What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Kennard, the three for the tie.
Oh my goodness! I don't believe what I have seen! We are tied at 115! And a foul!
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will dive into giving props for this weekend, our free-to-play BetQL contest that you could jump in on with 10 props for this weekend's games. We'll go through our first thoughts on those props in about 20 minutes. Josh Norris, Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider, joins us about 40 minutes from right now. So I don't think that was meant to troll Aaron, but we had to play the Luke Kennard coming back there. The crazy moment in the Clippers-Wizards last night. Let's dive into some games tonight. Tonight's a pretty good card in the NBA. Bucks-Cavs, Knicks-Heat tonight. Nuggets-Nets, Nets off of the loss last night to the Lakers. Raptors-Bulls, Suns-Jazz. So a good night in the NBA tonight. Joe, you got anything you got your eye on? I mean, I know you said earlier sides have not been your favorite so far this season. More player props.
Yeah, more into player props. Well, I think we have to start with the first game of the night in Milwaukee and Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Are the Cavs real or are they pretenders? I think we lean more real for darn sure. But this is going to be a fun matchup. We got the Bucks on the road, favored by 4.5, total of 217. Last I checked, we don't know officially if Jared Allen is going to be available, and he's quite impactful for Cleveland. They've been terrific this season, but the Bucks are not covering the inflated lines that we've seen. Last eight games as a favorite, they've only covered one time. So the question is, do we view 4.5 as an inflated line? We have the Bucks on the road. Or the Bucks against anybody. Usually we see this number much higher, and some spots are all the way down to 4 already. So the Cleveland is getting some support. It's not like it's all one-sided action, but that one's interesting. So the number's coming down a little bit compared to most of their opponents.
Giannis is in question for tonight too. So
what a knee, yeah.
Right knee soreness. They've been doing well without him, but he is in question for tonight.
Yep.
So I think he's going to play. I mean, I'm reading a couple of things here that it seemed like they thought he was in for tonight when he sat out against Sacramento a couple nights ago. I like the Bucks tonight, and I would take it now because if we get the news that Giannis is going to play, like I feel like
he's listed as probable. He's listed as probable. Yeah. So
no, okay. Grayson Allen. Remember the suspension? Oof.
That's for sure. Jared Allen for the Cavs. Now he's in doubt for them.
He's really good.
I feel like, and I thought this the other night when I took the Knicks to cover against the Cavs. Has this flipped too much? Have we lost the value on the Cavs? In the beginning of the year, no one knew they were good. And it was like, they're covering every spread. They're underdogs every night, and they're good, and they're winning outright. Has this flipped too much now? Like, I thought the other night, like, there's 7-point favorites over the Knicks. They're better, but come on, 7-point favorites? The Knicks aren't that bad. And I feel that tonight this way. Like, if I gave you these two teams 3 months ago, what would you have said the line was? 8, 9, 6.5, like in that range? It's 4.
Well, that's what
now.
I'm saying. At 4, 4, 4.5, have we come too far here? And
yeah, I agree.
People looking of late, the Bucks are not covering the number, and we all know at this point that the Cavs are good, and one of their best players is in question tonight with an illness in Jared Allen. It does feel a little short, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would take the Bucks. I've seen it at 4 on FanDuel. I would jump on the Bucks here at 4. It just feels like I'm getting the best player, one of the best teams in the NBA. You know, if this was 6, I might go the other way. I might go 6, 6.5 on the Cavs to cover. But I think we've come too far on the Cavs. Too much love.
I'm with you. I don't mind that one at all. ATS this year, Bucks have not been good. The 21-28. They're 500 on the road ATS. But again, typically, that's a massive number. One of the big stories of the year is the Cavs have been terrific against the spread. They're 29-17-2, 14-8-1 at home against the spread.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of those numbers, when they're playing great teams early in the season, much higher point spreads.
Knicks Heat, what's this number at 6 tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 6-point number.
Ton of action on the Heat side. It's staying at 6. No movement there. The Knicks have really fallen off.
Really fallen off.
Yeah.
Since the Bing Bong video.
We should look at the numbers since Bing Bong. Do they still play it at the Garden?
They should. It's amazing. Although, it's like, aren't they like the worst home team?
I mean, remember how hyped those Knicks fans were?
I love that video.
Insane.
It puts me in a great mood.
It was.
Sounds like you need it.
It was one of the. I think it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Sad.
The saddest things of fandom I've ever. Yeah, it was sad. Like, they won a first round game. They won a first round game. A first round game in the NBA playoffs to celebrate like they won a title.
No, I know. I hear you. Because that's how I felt after 2018. It was Bears have the head coach of the year. They have the executive of the year. They go 12-4 in the regular season. This is awesome. And they were like getting the parade. After losing a wild card game, like, you didn't win a playoff. You didn't get to the divisional round. And we still hear, I don't want to go down that road, but the Parkey stuff, it just annoys me because people act like they were winning the Super Bowl. I'm like, you were in the wild card game. That was the wild card game. When people laugh about the double doink count, it changed history. It changed the Bears' path. It was a wild card game.
You know what that reminds me of? In Philadelphia, the same thing happens. Remember the it's similar, right? The double bounce, Kawhi Leonard in the second round. And like the assumption was, oh, the Sixers would have went on to beat the Bucks and beat the Warriors in the finals. And I'm like, well, no, they wouldn't. That team wasn't winning the finals. They were good.
Right.
But
the same thing here. There was the assumption that the Bears were going to go on the road and take out the Rams because they were going to have the Chicago Bears fan support on the road. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah, for all that, I'm taking the Heat tonight.
Joe G, did you see Bill Simmons predicting that the Sixers are going to pair Embiid with Sabonis?
I did.
Do you believe it? Everyone's throwing Sabonis around. The Wizards want him.
I wonder how
he's
Sabonis
won me a lot of money, I must say. But
so do you want him to stay in Indiana where he wraps
up? I don't
up
see
double
his double-double prop up yet.
He won't get as many with Embiid. Help to share the double doubles, to share the rebounds. It could hurt you, Aaron. I mean, I want him to stay in Indiana for
it's
your double doubles.
Only bet that hits for me, unfortunately.
I don't know what the Sixers are going to do, but I do think it's just this is silly about the Harden stuff.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with Harden in tonight's game? He had a triple-double last night against the Lakers in a loss at home, back at home, so no Kyrie. And the Nets are favored by 2 against Jokic.
Are they dogs by 2?
Or let me. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Dogs.
Yeah, you're right. Dogs by 2. Okay.
That's a high total in that game. 222. I mean, like, where are the Nets points coming from?
Come down a little bit.
Where are the Nets points coming from? Where are the Nets scoring? Like, it's just hard.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would lean to the slight favorite, but money coming in on Brooklyn thus far, which I find interesting. Harden back to back, he's going to have to carry the entire team.
Yeah,
that's at a tough spot for him. I understand why Denver's favored on the road against Brooklyn. That makes perfect sense to me.
I do too. I would go with the under in the game. I mean, look, the Nuggets have Jokic and they could put up a lot of points quickly, but that's a lot to ask out of the Nets on a back to back. I mean, Harden can only do so much. I mean, how many points is he going to account for with you know, his assistant points? So it's a lot to ask for them to get, you know, to help with this number to get over 222. I'd go the under in that game.
We also have Phoenix in Utah. Another good one.
Phoenix only a 2-point road favorite in this game. Now, Utah covered the other night in that game against Phoenix, right? They just played. It was 9 the other night. Am I correct on that?
At Phoenix, it was 9.
Yeah.
So 8 and out again. I know Gobert's out.
Aaron, Chris Paul, 1+3.
Yeah, 8 and
Phoenix
out.
To win, +116.
I really am being honest here. I feel like I need a day off.
That's fine.
I've got to stop the flooding. It's terrible.
Aaron's got to build a dam here.
All right, I'll have a comment during the break. Yeah, Ayton and Gobert. Both out of
Leave
this one.
Leave me alone.
Doesn't hate you as much. She's got to stop the flooding. She's rolled up her pants to her knees. She's like splashing water around.
Taking buckets.
Like a grandma. She's got a mop. Yeah.
It's been a
We need help. We need help. Drowning. Yeah.
All my double-double guys are injured, it seems like. Like, even Aaron, my most reliable bet I can't make.
Here's what you need to do. We have 15 days to the trade deadline. After you stop the flooding, you need to take as many Sabonis double-doubles as you can before he gets traded to a better team. Because he's out on double-doubles after that.
It's like minus 500 when they do offer it. Ooh. There's no value anymore.
Because you're stealing their money. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. And the NFL Conference Championships are here to celebrate. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds for either Conference Championship. Bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win either conference championship game. The team I'm most confident in, Kansas City, to win on conference championship weekend with their great coach and their great quarterback and home field advantage. I already have a FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code BETQL when signing up. That's promo code BETQL.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.